Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Rotblat joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiot! Get back in there at once and sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Rotblat on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
That is indeed what they say. And we say it doesn't have to be that way, which is why we give you the buy of the week for the bullish side of things and the bear of the week or the sell of the week for the bearish side of things. And our guest of the week this and every week, Charles Rotblat, editor of AAII Journal. Now, if you want more information, AAII.com. You can also learn there about his book, which is Better Good Than Lucky. And if you want to know what he's doing when he's not here, follow him on Twitter, at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is...
Kansas City Southern.
Or perhaps more appropriately... Why is Kansas City Southern, which is ticker symbol KSU, the sell of the week?
Well, this company recently had an earnings miss, and it was actually its second earnings miss in a row. And the company also gave guidance that was disappointing. It was interesting. On the slide I saw, they showed the numbers for up to 2013. And in 2014, they had a bar with not really a number attached to it. So it was a interesting way of giving guidance. But analysts took it as a negative sign, and all 23 covering analysts cut their 2014 earnings projections. We also saw 18 analysts cut their 2015 projections. And the problem with this company is it did have an earnings miss, but valuation is also a concern with the stock. This is a railroad company, and as everybody knows, railroads don't scale that well in terms of expansion. They need more tracks. They need to get land. It's expensive. Yes, you can run more cars on a track, but there's only a certain size you can actually make a locomotive in terms of the number of cars you attach to it. So this is a very capital-intensive company. And we're looking here at a P/E of 32.3, which is very high in absolute level. But when you look at a railroad, it's particularly high. And if you look at a railroad that's disappointing investors, it really raises questions about whether the stock's valuation is too high. And even though the stock did have a big drop after the earnings announcement came out, I think the stock's still at risk of a further drop because I do think the valuation is too high given what this company's doing and given the absolute level of the valuation.
What becomes the true driving catalyst that makes you say now's the time that this puppy craters?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One, I think you do have to watch out for another earnings miss. They've had two in a row. I think if they get another one, that would be a negative sign. And it's when you look at the earnings miss, it does depend on several factors, what they're able to charge, obviously what they're shipping here. 32% of the revenues do come from energy, chemical, and petroleum. We are seeing petroleum actually be transported by trains because there's not enough pipelines to move it. So they're moving it by ships, they're moving it by trucks, they're moving it by trains. Agricultural minerals is 16% of revenue. So some of the stuff they're tied to isn't as economically sensitive, say, as cars, but weakness in that would cause a problem. Also, again, if analysts continue to be mistrustful of the forecast, if management continues to be too optimistic with its forecast, that would also cause a catalyst. The other thing that worries me, if you're worried about the recent pullback in the markets and you think that could lead to a weaker stock market over the summertime, I think people are going to look at these overvalued stocks and choose those to sell out of first versus companies that are doing well with low valuations.
So in other words, what you're really saying is that we are about to wind up with an exodus, with people, as it were, riding the train on Kansas City Southern, and that you want to be at the front of that instead of at the caboose.
Yeah, I think this is a case where you look at the risk-reward ratio, and I think it's very much skewed to the risk side of things. I just don't think investors are properly being compensated in terms of potential reward when you look at the stock's valuation. All the upside's priced in and then some. And I think this is a case where investors have to look at the PE, look at their underlying risk and realize, I really don't want to put my money here. I want to look for something that offers a better potential for reward relative to the level of risk that I'm taking.
You talk about valuations on this stock. It does trade at a PE that is well above the industry average, but it has always traded at a PE that's well above the industry average. It's always been a bit pricey for its industry. So how do you then set your expectations for the downside potential here?
Yeah, it's tough. And I think this is a case where we can look at what have investors been willing to pay over the last 5 years. The median PE has been 27.3, which I still think is really high, but I think that at least gives us a floor, at least a short-term floor we can use as a target to say, okay, what is the downside? And if we look at the current valuation to that, we can say, well, if that is a reasonable downside based on what investors have traditionally paid for it, we're looking at 15% downside in the stock, which is still a pretty significant drop. And so that's one thing we can use. But I do think at 27, you're still paying a very high multiple for a railroad. And I should add, I do own Norfolk Southern, which trades at a PE probably close to half of this railroad. And there's certainly other railroads out there people can look at as well. And so even though the stock has historically commanded a premium, it's trading at a premium relative to the historical premium it has commanded in the past.
And so the downside, again, that potential would be?
I'd say there's at least 15% downside, possibly more if we do incur a market pullback at some time, a market correction sometime this year. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I do think that's a risk that people need to consider when looking at the stock.
And over what time frame? That's just if we have the correction this year, basically?
Correct. I think it's 15% if the company disappoints again, but I think it could also occur that or greater if there is a market correction sometime this year.
It is the sell of the week. It is Kansas City Southern, the ticker symbol KSU. And instead of being the big train, it's more like the tiny train. And that's why you'll want to get off. The buy of the week, just as a reminder, was American Vanguard, ticker symbol AVD. And the guest of this week and every week is Charles Roteblatt, editor of AAII Journal. Follow him on Twitter, at Charles Roteblatt. Check out all the things they do with the American Association of Individual Investors by going to AAII.com. Charles, thanks as always. Talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.
We're just getting started on the February 12th edition of Money Live, so stick around. Got a lot more to get to, and we'll do it right after this message.